let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, a t-shirt, it's Friday. Girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, go, Felicia, it's Friday. Girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Inez, go, Alicia.
Kansas City, Missouri is one step closer to renaming Truce Avenue after the city council unanimously passed a resolution Thursday directing city manager Brian Platt to gather stakeholder input. The petition to rename the street whose namesake was a slave owner to Truth Avenue has gathered over 1,600 signatures as of May 18th. Platt's office has been directed to create a landing page for a purpose of obtaining input from residents, business owners, and property owners concerning the renaming of Troost Avenue and must report back to the council within 45 days. Of course, we know that Troost Avenue has served as a racial divide line. It was central to redlining practices, which led to disinvestment in predominantly minority neighborhoods through racist banking practices. And I want to shout out Chris Good, owner of Ruby Jeans Juicery, who started a petition to rename Truce to Truth last summer, and also the Neighborhood Planning and Development Committee, who advanced the resolution to the full council this past week, and also Councilwoman Melissa Robinson, who sponsored the resolution, and it passed 11-0. You know, I was thinking about Truce yesterday, and I remember riding down Truce by Armor, and y'all, I'm thinking like pre-2010, more so in the 90s. And I remember seeing the rundown apartments and houses around that area on about 34th, 35th and Troost. And then, fam, you take a left right there on Armor and Troost, and you'll see these grand old neighborhoods. Lawns is looking nice, big old houses. When you used to go west of Troost, it literally looked like you were in Overland Park or Leawood, in that little Midtown area right there to the left. And then if you go east, man, it's a totally different scene. And I never got that as I was growing and learning about Kansas City. It just didn't make any sense at all. But now, understanding the history with the redlining, it was a direct result of that. We talking about Dr. Benoit Truce, who owned six slaves. There is no reason for his name to be on any street in this city. Period.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Make the choices today that will make you thankful tomorrow. Act in this moment in a way you'll look back to with gratitude. Are there choices in your past that you regret? Don't burden yourself with any new regrets. You have the opportunity right now to influence the quality of your life going forward. Make good use of that opportunity. Today will soon end, yet its consequences can continue for months or years. Do all you can so those consequences will be more helpful than harmful. No one can accurately predict the future, yet anyone on any day has the real ability to positively influence the future. So go ahead and imagine yourself looking back on right now and do what your future self will most want you to do. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Max Sauce, go crazy.
Get it ready when you still sleep alone. Like a on. Getting ready when you still sleep, alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door, now it's stuck. And you could be whoever, long as you ain't giving up. Getting ready when you still sleep, it never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids, cause I'm doing it for us.
Uh-huh.
So I'ma tell them have a good grade, it's a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Welcome to the Morning Grind. Mac Sauce holding our KC kids down like she always do. 657 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Clear skies at 63 currently in Raytown. Happy last day of school for a lot of our kids in the KC Metro. Just because the summer starts doesn't mean the learning stops. Look your best and do your best. Major announcement coming up in a few on the Morning Grind, plus my conversation about hip-hop in Kansas City with Sean Edwards. We got a jam-packed show for you, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
According to CNN, TikTok has filed a lawsuit against Montana over a bill that will ban the app in the state starting earlier next year. Now, the company alleges that the ban violates the U.S. Constitution, including the First Amendment, as well as other federal laws. According to a complaint filed in Montana District Court. In addition, TikTok claims concerns that the Chinese government could access the data of U.S. TikTok users. As previously reported, Montana governor signed a bill that would impose a fine of $10,000 per day on TikTok or the app stores for making the app available to personal devices in the state starting on January 1st, 2024. And I say all that to say this. First off, TikTok is a great platform, and I pray that Missouri don't get on this bandwagon to ban it. And if they do, check out my TikTok right now. Brian B. Shining on TikTok. I'm telling you, I got fire Kansas City content, fire Chiefs content. Just go on to TikTok and follow the kid right now, man.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
June 2nd, Kansas City, you have an opportunity to spend an evening with Sean Edwards and Don Juan as they talk about 50 years of hip-hop and the culture's impact on Kansas City. It's all a part of the Juneteenth festivities that's going down in the town. Sean Edwards joining the show this morning. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I just wish it was June 2nd already, man. I've been holding this in for 50 years. Man, I just want to make sure, you know, we talk about the history and capture everything and how it actually, you know, went down here in Kansas City. You know, between Don Juan and myself, man, there's so many aspects of the culture that we were actually involved in, and now we're ready to tell the story.
When hip-hop was becoming popular, where did you specifically see that culture infiltrating Kansas City?
The hip-hop culture actually started in the 70s, man, as I was growing up as a kid. I mean, you always had these DJs that were throwing, like, you know, block parties, house parties, and park parties. And so, you know, the sound of hip-hop kind of grew because, you know, it kind of evolved out of disco. And as it slid into more of a hearty music style where the MC would just talk trash on a microphone while they played records, it slowly evolved into what most people were introduced as rap in the form of the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight in 1979. But that party style of music and MCs was always prevalent in Kansas City way back in the early 70s. But hip-hop as we know it today, I think the pun intended right here, the boiling point was 1979 and the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight, which took the city by storm. And when a lot of young people heard that song in Kansas City, they were instantly connected to the sound and the style of that music. And, you know, they instantly wanted to become a part of that culture. But I got to keep it real. You know, the thing that really influenced people the most in terms of hip-hop were movies. It was movies like Crush Groove and Beat Street and Breakin' and Wild Style, because you could actually see the full range of the culture. You know, you could see the rapping, you could see the DJing, you could see the breakdancing, you could see graffiti artists, you know, creating these fantastic works of art, because that is hip-hop culture. So I think movies were the most powerful impact on, you know, young people in Kansas City.
How many popcorn bags did you give Crush Groove? That is my movie.
I don't know, man, because I wasn't even doing that. That's funny. I wasn't, you know, I know most people associate me with movies, man, and that's what I, you know, as a film critic on Fox 4 News and, you know, eventually progressing to becoming a movie producer. But back in the day, man, I was a huge music head. You know, I was, you know, I got my start, you know, writing music. You know, I was the first black writer at the Pitch. I was the first black editor at the Pitch. I started, you know, working for the Source magazine, Vibe magazine, Double XL magazine, Honey magazine. I did them all, man, mm-hmm. right there from Kansas City. If I had to go back and retroactively review Cuss Groove,
yes.
I Cuss Groove like 100 popcorn bags. Crush Groove blew me away. I mean, Crush Groove made me go and run to Musicland Records on the landing and buy LL's album.
There you go.
I run DMC's album and buy Houdini's album and buy Curtis Blow's album. You know, I went to Harold Pinner's and copped the Kango, man, all because of Crush Groove.
You mentioned the DJs, and of course we know DJ Kool Herc was the one who started hip-hop back in New York, but what DJ set the tone in hip-hop in Kansas City in its infancy?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. On August 11th, 1973, that is the birth of hip-hop, DJ Kool Herc threw a birthday party for his sister in the South Bronx. The Kansas City equivalent of DJ Kool Herc is a DJ by the name of Mr. President. He started throwing parties way back in the early 80s at Lincoln High School. This is way before it became Lincoln College Preparatory Academy and all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, he threw parties in the gym at Lincoln High School every Friday and Saturday night. And he was actually more of an entrepreneur than an actual DJ. So he went out and found other DJs to actually play the music at the parties. But he's the guy that set them up. And he was really sad. They charged like a dollar at the door. They sold soda. They sold pickles. But he got to the point where he would actually advertise. You know, everybody called it KPRS back then. You know, the moniker wasn't Hot 103 Jams back then. It was like KPRS. And, you know, everybody used to joke and call it the Color People's Radio Station. So that's what, you know, KPRS stood for. So he would buy radio time late at night, like Thursday night. You would hear his, like, you would hear his radio spots come on like about, you know, he start coming on about 10 p.m. because, you know, the airtime's a little less expensive late at night.
Yeah.
And he would advertise these parties at Lincoln High School. And these parties just weren't for high school students. They were general audience parties. And it was cool because it was the only place where you could really go and hear hip hop. And it was where people went to go hear the music. They went to go dance. They went to go socialize and network. And, I mean, these parties went on for years. There was no violence. There was no fights. There was no drama. It was just everybody in that hot, sweaty gymnasium listening to all these classic hip-hop records and having fun.
Speaking with Sean Edwards this morning, we talking hip-hop on his 50th anniversary. And June 2nd, Sean, along with Don Juan and a host of others, will be hosting an event discussing 50 years in hip-hop and how that affects Kansas City. Now, we're full of gritters and hard-working people who know how to get their hands dirty and get the job done in KC. With that entrepreneurial mindset, talk about our success of being independent, like Rich the Factor and Tech.
Well, yeah, because you're absolutely right. I mean, Kansas City is most definitely a blue-collar town, and I think that's what really shaped and molded the sound of Kansas City hip-hop. And when you mention legends like Tech N9ne and you mention a legend like Rich the Factor, they really did do it the hard way, because those are two artists that have been out here literally grinding it out since the late 80s. And I think one of the reasons why they were really successful as independent hip-hop artists, number one, both Rich the Factor and Tech N9ne are just like, they're genius level artists. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to last this long if you're not creating like the type of music that people want to hear. So they are two very talented, highly creative individuals. Number two, they are both tremendous entrepreneurs and have a level of work ethic beyond most people's country. And number three, what a lot of people have to realize, both Rich the Factor and Tech N9ne have sacrificed a lot to get where they are, because Kansas City is not a music industry town, because there's not a really huge music industry infrastructure. Like, you don't have like record label offices here in Kansas City. It's not like a New York or LA, which have other entertainment entities right there in the city. Like, you literally have to scratch and claw if you want to make a name for yourself coming out of the city. And that's what Rich the Factor and Tech N9ne both did very effectively by setting up their own independent labels and their own distribution mechanisms. But look, none of that happens if they don't produce and create incredible music.
Big facts. Sean, before I let you go, man, and this has been a treat. I appreciate you joining me on the Morning Grind this morning.
No, I love this, man. You know, I don't think a lot of people don't realize, man, I used to be connected to Hot 103 Jams back in the early 2000s when I used to host Generation Rap, man. So this is, I'm glad you had me on, man. This is like a homecoming. And, you know, Generation Rap played a big part in Kansas City's hip-hop culture because I remember Carl Boyd, you know, he created that platform. And, you know, God bless him for that because he allowed high school students to come on like the most listened to radio station in the market to express their views, their opinions. One of the first things we did that had never been done is while we were doing Generation Rap, we would dig in the crates and we played all the instrumentals to the current hip hop songs underneath the high school kids talking. And that had never been done before. So I remember the first time I did, I think Myron D, who was the music director at the time, thought I was nuts. But I was like, nah, man, this is how you connect. This is how you connect, because this is right when, you know, millennials were about to come on. Hit this. Yeah. I'm like, man, you got to play them beats. So I appreciate this, man. It's like a huge homecoming. But the important thing about this event is we just want to archive the history. We just want to be the ones to tell our story. Don Juan grew up, you know, off of like 56 and Forest and Tracy back in the day. I grew up in Friendship Village right off of, you know, 56 and Swope Parkway. Tech grew up like right off of 59th and Swope Parkway, three blocks away before he moved over on the, you know, Forest and Highland area. And so, you know, I grew up right in the thick of it. I was at those parties at Lincoln. You know, I went to Lincoln Academy. So I was, you know, I was there every step of the way. And then my journey into becoming a writer, you know, it sort of gave me a bird's eye view of everything that was going on throughout my career and my journey. But, you know, I've been a hip hop head since day one, man. Like, you know, my mom is from Princeton, New Jersey. So I remember we went there every summer. So I remember the boom boxes at the park, man, hearing all this early stuff back in the 70s and early 80s. And I've been hooked ever since. I'm still a hip hop banger, man. I wake up every morning. I got something in rotation, you know, as we speak. So I can't wait to do this talk. Yes, it's gonna be incredible.
It's all going down June 2nd, and this is free for the public.
Yeah, it's free because it's part of Juneteenth KC, which, by the way, historical note, people, is one of the largest Juneteenth celebrations in the country.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Makita Peterson, who's the chairwoman. But no, it's going to be an incredible event. It's free to the public. We're going to be playing samples of some KC music. You know, I've been trying to put together, it's been hard though, because, you know, I always feel bad because you never want to leave anybody out, because there's been hundreds of thousands of rappers from KC. But
right,
we're going to put together a list of the top 10 local hip hop singles.
Oh,
man,
boy.
That's a tough list.
Yeah.
I know.
You got Hey Honey. You got So Heavy Ecstasy. You got all the Tech songs, all the Rich the Factor songs, the Popper songs.
It's crazy. It's crazy how hard that list is. And then just to kind of like rank them and stack them, man. It's almost an impossible task. You know, everybody's got their favorite. It's going to be interesting. But there is hip hop history in Kansas City, and that story needs to be told.
Celebrating 50 years of hip hop in KC is going down Friday, June 2nd, the 2000 Vine Building. Sean Edwards, thank you so much for joining me on the Morning Grind, man. Have a good one. Be blessed. Be safe, man.
I appreciate it, fam. Thanks a lot, man.
We've got all your celebrity shades.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kobe time, 8:24. Today, look for highs in the mid-80s. Sunny skies. Currently, you're sunny and beautiful and 63 at the Grandview Triangle. Cher has revealed that Tina Turner told her she was ready to transition before she died earlier this week at age 83. And during a separate interview, Oprah revealed that Tina said the same thing to her. She revealed on CBS Mornings, quote, "I was recently aware that she was ill, but I had seen her in 2019 and gone to visit her in the hospital, and she had said to me that she was actually ready to go, meaning ready to leave the planet." I expected then that that was going to be the last time that I saw her, end quote. It's bittersweet, but, you know, as you get older, reality tends to seep on in and you can't do nothing but accept it. And we all will die one day. And I'm going to be honest with you, if I'm going to pass away, that's how I want it done too. A lot of people will look at these quotes as maybe too graphic, but to me, I think that's a beautiful way to transition into the afterlife. R.I.P. Tina Turner. Here's a clip of her and Beyonce for your listening pleasure. So last December, relationship coach, I put air quotes on that, Derrick Jackson took to social media to announce that he and his wife, Danaea Jackson, were getting a divorce. Less than 2 years after he was exposed for cheating on her. And then back in March of 2021, Danaea sat beside Derrick as he admitted to being unfaithful to her. And they seemingly moved forward and tried to repair their marriage. Following Derrick's divorce announcement, Danaea had been silent on the whole matter. Now, she is speaking out and revealed some shocking details.
I became a shell of myself. I didn't know who I was. I actually have a couple posts on my page where I was like, I have a post that says, I knew her body better than I knew my own.
Stop. Let that sit there. You said you knew another woman's body better than you knew your own.
Yes, several women. I know several. I knew several other women's bodies better than I knew my own. And I spent a lot of time, like I went in such a deep hole where I was like studying these women. I would go to their profiles and I would study their pages and like what they wear. I knew when they had met up. So I watched their videos of them having sex. So I would try to imitate that and recreate that in our relationships so that he could choose me and want me. And that is a low point to be. And I'm tearing up a little bit because that I hate that I even got to a point where that was a thing.
Rapper Fetty Wap was sentenced to 6 years in prison for his role in a drug trafficking conspiracy involving cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, and crack. He pleaded guilty in August to conspiracy to distribute and possess cocaine, admitting he participated in a big drug trafficking racket. And according to sources, Evelyn Lozada is set to return to Basketball Wives. Back in 2021, Evelyn announced that she wasn't returning to the series, saying, quote, I am no longer doing Basketball Wives. I think that it's time for me to open up the universe to other things. And then the universe said, nah, you gonna do Basketball Wives.
Shut up, girl. Shut up.
If you remember yesterday on The Morning Grind, I reported about Raz B making a video on IG about reportedly not feeling safe in Kansas City. Well, yesterday, he broke a window at a hospital and climbed on top of the building's roof. Raz B claimed to be at the Hilton Hotel in the town Wednesday night, saying he was fighting to stay alive and didn't want to have his surgery here. Law enforcement told TMZ that officers were dispatched to St. Luke's Hospital yesterday morning at about 10:20 a.m. after being called by off-duty cops and hospital security. Police say that when they got there, they determined Raz B had broken a window in order to climb to the roof. Police say a negotiator got involved too, and the singer ultimately came back through the window peacefully and was treated by medical staff. Something odd is obviously going on, and it seems as if Raz B isn't well, so we all just gonna send that man some prayers this morning. Maybe we can throw in a couple B2K songs to cheer Raz B up. Kim Kardashian opened up about the stress she went through during Kanye West's online activities and said that he would often judge her for her past tapes.
But even just like how he looks so down on me for like my tape and brings it up all over town, all over the media. Like, thanks for reminding people once again. All of his shenanigans, I don't even know what the f*** to call it.
Rhetoric.
Is going to be far more damaging to the kids one day than my tape will ever be.
That's right.
And I have to sit here and not say anything ever because I know one day my kids will appreciate that. And I know that like is the best thing for them. And by the way, I'm the one where be going down and I get in the car and every day the kids want to blast dad's music. And I'm like, he's the best. Yeah. And I put it on. And we're singing along, and inside I'm like dying because yeah. I will be his biggest cheerleader to them forever. And one day, they see for themselves.
Ain't no telling how them kids gonna end up after all of these shenanigans the past several years between Kanye and Kim K. A lot of therapy is gonna need to be involved because these kids are being watched every day by paparazzi. They're gonna be unauthorized documentaries about them and their family. It's gonna be a whole mess. But one way or another, one day, them kids gonna know about all of these things. Well, one place that Kim K and Kanye probably ain't going to now is Red Lobster. But Jonathan Majors and Megan Good were spotted having a dinner date there on Tuesday. And that's for all of you people on the internet talking about you too good for Red Lobsters. And yes, I added the extra S on the end. Don't let me catch one of you haters with a Cheddar Bay biscuit in your hand.
Bon appetit!
And on Inside the NBA, Shaq told his often repeated story about Stevie Wonder. One that I ain't never heard of. But Charles Barkley didn't believe Shaq. And so he accidentally gave out Stevie Wonder's address on the air.
But tell you Stevie Wonder story, but you're not gonna believe it. Come on, man. We lived in a building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming through the lobby. Door open. There's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, "What's up, Shaq?" Presses the button. Oh, it's your story. Presses the button, gets off on the floor, bathtub, goes in the room. Oh, bro, he got on the elevator. Like, "What's up, Shaq? How you doing, big dog?" Yes, he did. Yep.
What's up, brother?
Hey, I love Stevie Wonder, but there's no way he walked in that elevator.
Stevie,
to Shaq.
Tweet me, brother, and confirm the story.
Tweet me.
10560 Wilshire Boulevard. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just gave his address. Sorry.
Yeah, you first.
I remember one time I almost gave out my entire phone number on this radio station because my number starts with a 5, and the old Jams line number was 816-576-7103. Again, that's the old one, not the new one, y'all. So I can see how Shaq could accidentally do that. It could easily happen for real.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's time to wish those curious, cunning, impulsive, youthful, and animated Gemini some happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Reality star Scott Disick celebrating his 40th birthday today. Stevie Nicks turned 75. Lauryn Hill celebrating her 48th birthday today. Movie actor Matt Stone turns 52. Lenny Kravitz turns 59. Legendary actress Pam Grier turns 74. Actor Philip Michael Thomas turns 74 as well. Singer Jaheim turns 45. And happy heavenly birthday to Miles Davis, who would have turned 97 today. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our family in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Marcus Redman, Minnie Van, and Deanne Hall Lewis. Sending birthday love to Shelton Bruce, Zenobia Morris, and Jennifer Owens Tapusua. Happy birthday, my dog, big homie Dre, Ashley Renee. And a special happy birthday shout to my dog, DJ Big Baby from KC Mixtapes. And everybody else born on May 26th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, Nikki.
Where you barbecuing at this weekend?
I'll be at work.
What?
Probably pull up on the baby daddy and the family. I don't know.
You are old a plate. Plenty plates for that, huh?
Definitely.
All right, here's your shot to go see Lil Durk when he's coming here in August. Finish these lyrics.
We came from nothing to something. Hey, I don't try nobody, grit the trick. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Bad and bougie. It's bad and bougie. Hey, cooking up with a Uzi.
Hey,
I can't sing them on the radio.
Right. You did a great job of editing yourself. And you got 2 digital tickets to go see Schmirk. Lil Durk, Sorry for the Drought Tour. Saturday, August 19th at the T-Mobile Center. Kodak Black gonna be there. NLE Choppa and DD Osama. And you qualified last second to get your name into that contest to get $1,000 and some birthday cash. We cutting that check at 4 o'clock today, all right?
Hey, I'm waiting on that. Hey.
Tell Kansas City what's the number one station for hip-hop and R&B in the town.
Of course it's Hot 103 Jams. And are we still slamming that V?
Outstanding.
Your first choice for birthday cash.
Love, love, dollar bills. Drop it down.
Happy birthday to you.
from Hot 103 Jams.
Pay me too. Pay me too.
Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, a t-shirt. It's Friday. Girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that there. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Go, Alicia. It's Friday. Girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Shine. Go, Shine. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
Good morning, Brian. On Hot 103 Jams.